Hello, everybody. It's Fred Davis again from the Micro Studio. It's 6 feet square, but having an impact around the world. Oh, folks. So good to be with you again. My topic for the moment is one that I know from the get-go that some of you are going to love and some of you are going to hate. And I don't care what you love or what you hate. I teach what I teach. And if you like it, good for you. And if you don't, you might want to notice that my teaching is anyway, and that that believing that I shouldn't be doing this, or believing that I shouldn't be doing this the way that I do this, would be in conflict with reality, which is an opportunity for you to suffer. That's the reason that I don't say anybody shouldn't be teaching the way that they're teaching. I know they should be teaching the way they're teaching because they're teaching it. It's what's happening. And I don't want to be in conflict with reality. My God, I mean, I don't want to suffer over what somebody else is teaching. I suffer enough about what I'm teaching. So there's something you can do. There's something you can do. You know, I mean, when I look at the people that I've been speaking to when they woke up over the last year or so, it's a couple of hundred, I don't have any. 100% of them were trying to wake up at the moment that they woke up. Isn't that funny? 100%, no misses. Now, I don't mean that every 100% of the people I talked to woke up, although it ain't that far away. But certainly not everybody has woken up, but everybody who did was trying to wake up. I'm not saying that the people who didn't wake up weren't trying to either. They were at least on this path. I did have one guy who lives in Canada who did not wake up from his first DPS, and damn it, but he could smell that the truth was there. And damn if he didn't come back a few months later, and he woke right up. I had another woman who did not wake up in the DPS, but she woke up in her third clarity session, which she did after not waking up. Just because she could smell the truth and was willing to pursue it. I had another woman that woke up the next day, and I even had somebody, a dear friend of mine, who woke up 2 weeks after our meeting. So enlightenment comes when it comes to those, when it comes to anybody wants to, but we can encourage enlightenment. I can't make anybody wake up, but I can certainly help you wake up. But the biggest thing is that you can help yourself by doing whatever it is that you're drawn to do, instead of getting caught in this non-dual philosophy that there's nothing to do and no one to do it, and everything is going to happen the way it happens, whether I get off my ass or not. My experience is that's not true. Once in a while, I get a little bit of hate mail from somebody say, "You are so full of it, man, teaching people that there's something they can do." And I want to send you the video of somebody, and this is somebody that knows how to teach non-duality. And here's some comments from somebody who really knows what they're talking about versus you. And all of this is coming from who? Well, it's coming from somebody who knows what's going on. They know how I should teach, and I don't. I mean, they've got quite the advantage over me. I just sit down and do what I do. I have no idea what's going to be in this video. I had a general point, but I know I've gotten off of it considerably. So work toward enlightenment. Do the practices. I'm not saying the practices will not lead you directly to enlightenment. I will guarantee you that. But I notice that they do encouragement, and they'll give you wonderful context once you wake up. And you got to do something anyway, so why not that? Go ahead and read the books. Why not? They're very good books. They're entertaining. I still read some of them now. I've been waiting for quite a while. But I still read, and I still listen to other teachers, because I want to hear not what they're saying so much as how they're saying it. Because we're always talking about, if they're authentic, we're always talking the same thing. If they're not authentic, I'm not going to listen to them beyond their intro. Non-dual philosophy can be like a straitjacket, you know, which is, I've got this philosophy now, but the problem is that, I'm just so constricted by my philosophy. And I've got these decisions to make, but I don't know who would make them, and I don't know how they would make them. And I just can't make any, there are no decisions, excuse me, I didn't mean to say I meant to say there will be no decisions made here. I've given up personal pronouns. Oh man, I just, oh God, please don't do that. So when we're living in non-duality, it's completely different from the philosophy. It's not restricting at all. It's totally freeing. So the first thing we got to do is be willing to do what's necessary to wake up. And for most people, frankly, that is going to be contacting a teacher. I have had, it doesn't mean me, just some teacher. I mean, for God's sake, you know, being, people wake up without teachers. I woke up without a teacher. Let me say that. And let me say, I now realize what a damn miracle it was. And I had a very, very particular set of circumstances, which I do not invite you to duplicate. You don't want my life story in order to get this awakening. I promise you that. I'm not, well, I mean, if you had to have it, that'd be fine. It's worth it for me. But I'm suggesting that it doesn't have to be that way for you. But do something. There's something you can do. Same thing with those of you who are already awake and are trying to clear up. There's something you can do. You're watching this video. Have you noticed that? You think you're not doing anything and you're watching this video? There is something you can do all the way through because the opening never ends. I don't care if you're awake. I don't care if you're in quote, oscillation or whatever it is, which I've come to rename, but that's another video. I don't want to give it away or, you know, not be able to do another video. So whether you're trying to wake up or you're in oscillation or whether you're actually in awake, it doesn't matter. Just there's something you can do. Continue. Press onward. Do not rest. Rest is death in this thing. And go for the lifestyle. Go for the understanding, the true understanding of this, and not the mouthing of someone else's words. Thanks a lot. Talk to you later.